Please, make me a fan.
What the fuck?
Can you say make me a fan?
No, make a fan.
Make me a fan?
What the fuck is this? Make you fan. Make you fan.
If you want a cookie, you have to say one time, make me a fan podcast.
Make me a fan podcast.
Awesome.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Make Me a Fan podcast. I am the host, Sean McGregor. I'm joined with my lovely wife, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sean.
So we are currently driving right now. This is a mobile podcast, which kind of is fitting if you're listening to this in your car. It's like you're riding along with us. We are driving to a place called Float Milwaukee. We are doing our first ever float tank. How do you feel about that, Carrie?
I'm excited and a little nervous.
I guess for people that don't know what a float tank is, it's basically a large, I think it's like a 10 foot by 10 foot, and then it's a big tank, big water tank that looks like a pod. It has a lid that closes over, and inside there's about 2 feet of water that is made up of 80% salt. So you lay in this water and you float in it, and the lid comes down, and the water is the same temperature as your body. So is the air inside the pod. So the lid goes down, and you don't see anything, you don't hear anything, and you don't feel anything. Complete sensor deprivation chamber. I've heard a bunch of different people talk about it. I know Joe Rogan has one actually in his basement that he does daily. But it's supposed to be very good for basically meditating and clearing out your mind. And that's what I want to use it for. Try to get inside this sick fucking head that I have and see what's going on. Bats I have in my belfry.
I think though the point of meditating is, like Sasha was talking about in the yoga thing, is that you let your thoughts come in and then you let them go. Like you don't focus on anything. So don't focus on whatever sick shit is in your head.
Well, sometimes sick shit can be really fun.
Yeah, but the whole point of a sensory deprivation though is to like not have your brain be on any one thing, right?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
I guess it's probably different for each person. I just know that you really lose track of where you are. Like I heard one guy, big guy, probably like 6'5", you know, 250 pounds, felt himself float over and kind of touch the edge of the tank. So he pushed himself off a little bit. And it felt like he just started spinning in circles, like, over and over. But in reality, too big to do that. Really, he just kind of, like, drifted over. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he kind of felt himself touch the other side of the tank.
That kind of sounds like how you feel when you're drunk.
Yeah, or kind of like when you're tripping.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, I've never tripped, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. From what I've heard, pretty much you stop knowing when your eyes are open because you can't see anything. So you forget if your eyes are actually open or if they're actually closed.
But wouldn't you feel yourself blink? I mean, you have to blink.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't really feel anything. And I think your senses are all tied together where if you're blind, your other senses are heightened. But what happens when you don't have any senses at all?
I don't know. It sounds terrifying, but it sounds exciting. Like, I don't know.
Like we're about to go on like a roller coaster or something.
Oh, well, I just am focusing on like, I'm going to take this as like a meditation experience because I always wanted to meditate, but I don't have patience to sit still for that long, so I'm definitely a little nervous about laying there for that long, doing nothing, and not thinking about everything else I could be doing.
Yeah, I've heard people complain about that too. Like, they feel like it's just a big waste of time, and they have so much other shit to be doing. But from what I've heard of, like, owners of float tanks, you know, people that actually own the businesses, the business owners, you have to go in there with an open mind to it. You have to go in there expecting the best. Some people just use it for a nap. Some people use it for a life-changing experience. I don't know what I'm going to use it for or how I'm going to take it.
I think I'm going to use it as, like, just a way to, like, force myself to relax, and I'm not a napper, so if I nap, that would be amazing.
Yeah, you're a very frantic person, I think it'd be safe to say. Like, I like the analogy of, you know, I'm... Like, if we're both web browsers, I just have, like, YouTube open, but go to your web browser and you have 300 tabs running and they're all playing, you know, one's YouTube, one's Twitter, you got, like, 500 tabs open and they're all playing different shit and you don't know which one's making that annoying beeping sound.
It's pretty accurate. I'm definitely a person who has a hard time sitting still or doing one thing at a time.
Yeah, you claim you multitask, even though scientists have proved that multitasking is bullshit.
Yeah.
Make sure you talk into the mic so you're loud enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure people can hear you.
I'm sure they can. Do you want me to yell?
It wouldn't be the first time you yelled at me in the car.
Sean. It won't be the last, either.
No, definitely not. So, yeah, I've also heard that, like, you forget what part of you is sticking out of the water. Like, I kind of wondered about that too, because, I mean, we're going to be laying there naked, and we're not in the same pod.
Which I'm also nervous about.
Yeah, I didn't know you did it naked, but apparently to get the best results, that's how you do it. So it's going to be weird, you know, floating there, having my junk just kind of stick up out of the salt water. But apparently, eventually you forget what part of you is sticking out, and you forget you're even laying down. You don't know if you're face up, face down, sideways.
How many of the pods are there at this place? Because I feel like I'm also going to be nervous about laying there thinking about how many other naked people have been in there and all of the nasty germs.
There's no way any germs could live in that salt water.
That's true. But still, it's still...
And it's constantly disgusting. It's constantly, like, flushing out, too. Like, I listened to one with a proprietor of a float business, and he was talking about, you know, how clean it actually is because of all the salt and how there's nothing that can live in there. And they go through a pretty vigorous cleaning process, like, per usage.
Okay.
And, like, how much water goes in and comes out, and, like,
it's... So, once one person is done, do they, like, drain it and sanitize it?
I think it goes through, like, a rotation where it's going in and out at the same time.
Okay, so there's never any sanitizing of the actual bowl.
Of the salt? How do you sanitize salt?
Well, I don't know. You clean the whole thing. I mean, what about the handle? Like, what if someone...
Yeah.
And rubs their... shit all over everything.
I'm gonna do that.
No.
I'm gonna rub my balls all over that room.
See, this is why I'm like, I'm not sure about this whole naked thing. Like,
I'm pretty sure they wipe everything down in between usages.
They better.
Are you gonna ask them?
I might.
Like, have there been any balls on this counter? Any glasses.
Whatever. I deal with biohazards every day for my job. People are fucking nasty.
That reminds me, you're probably too young to remember In Living Color, the TV show.
Yeah, no, I never watched that.
That's where, like, the Wayans brothers got their start, and David Alan Greer, and who's that guy that played Ray? The black guy? He played Ray Charles.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx, he got his start on In Living Color.
Okay.
It was like a black sketch comedy show, kind of like a black version of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
That used to come on before The Simpsons and Married with Children on Sunday nights when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I remember this one skit where a guy had special glasses that he put on, and it showed fecal matter.
And like where? Like anywhere?
Anywhere that there was actual fecal matter. Like, he put them on in, like, the bathroom, and you could see it, like, you know, on the toilet lid, and like kind of like a, when you use a black light to detect semen and bodily fluids.
Yeah.
And then he, like, put it on in his office, and you could see it, like, on people's hands and on their shirts, and one guy had it just all over his face. Like, he, like, he was just eating someone's ass for, like, 4 hours after they did, you know, ran a marathon.
That's really gross.
Had some Taco Bell.
Did those glasses actually exist, or was that just, like, a comedy?
It was a skit.
Oh. Because yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I would want to equip, like, all of my vendors with those.
To make sure everything's spotless.
Yeah.
It'd be cool just to wear around the house.
Yeah.
Wear it while we're getting nasty.
Oh.
See how clean you actually made yourself.
Okay, let's not let's not go into that subject.
Yeah. Why don't we go back to the float tank?
Yeah.
So we're gonna do this in two parts. Right now we're driving there, and then afterwards we're gonna clip on the mics again and we're gonna discuss what we went through, how it felt, if we felt it was long enough. If we felt we could have done it longer, all that good shit. Carrie's already on her phone. She's already bored with doing this.
No, I'm responding to a text.
Yeah, we originally were going to do a 90-minute session apiece because at Float Milwaukee, your first 90-minute float is discounted. And I tried doing it online to sign up, and I got really confused because I think I'm getting too old to understand technology. So I signed up for two 60-minute ones, and I used the promo code in the comments section, and they called me up today, and the girl was a little confused about it, and I explained it to her over the phone, and she explained to me that the only 90-minute sessions are the first float of the day and the last float of the day. So we got a discounted first-time 60-minute float, which is only $50 a person, as opposed to a normal 60-minute float, which is $75 per person.
Well, yeah, anyone who does the Float Milwaukee for the first time can pick, like, a option, like, your first time is discounted.
Yeah.
So you can, like, I wanted to do the hour and a half for $80. I don't know what it is normally, but we're doing the hour, which... Now I kind of am a little relieved for, because I was starting to get a little nervous about, quote, wasting an hour and a half of my day.
Yeah, doing anything for an hour and a half gets kind of boring. Usually, like, even watching a movie, by the time those credits come up, you're like, yeah, it's about time.
But, someone I work with, though, was telling me that he recommended the hour and a half, because he said it took him an hour... to, like, basically relax and actually enjoy the experience, as opposed to just, like, thinking about anything, basically. I don't know exactly, but he just recommended the hour and a half.
Yeah, I've heard both sides. I've heard some people say they thought that they were 10 minutes into it and they were just starting to relax, and all of a sudden the lights came on and the hour was over. I've heard other people say they adjusted right away and, you know, they just enjoyed the whole time. So I think it depends on the person and what kind of brain they have. I think I'm a pretty chill person usually.
I think you're going to probably nap.
Think so?
Yeah, you're probably going to fall asleep.
Well, they also said don't consume a lot of coffee beforehand. So I haven't had coffee in about 2 hours.
And how much coffee did you have this morning?
I had 3 cups before I left, and then I got a 24-ounce dark roast on the way back.
So you already had a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
I only had, like, maybe 2 cups. cups, maybe a cup and a half. So I'm not a, I love coffee, but I'm not a huge coffee drinker.
I'm pretty addicted to coffee. I need a lot of coffee to sustain myself. So, you know, a lot of coffee for you is a small amount for me.
Yeah.
But before we left, I was watching Doctor Strange. So I'm going to use this float experience to try to slip into another dimension. I'm trying to see if I can access my third eye and see other realms of the universe.
I'm just going to try to use it as a way to practice learning to meditate. So that I can maybe get in a habit of, like, meditating, like, once a day, even if it's just for, like, 5-10 minutes. I've just heard it's, like, really good for people like me.
Yeah, clear out your head a little bit.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I should probably turn on my GPS. We're fighting traffic here. So we're going to cut this podcast off unless you have anything else to add, Karen?
Nope.
All right, well, through the miracle of modern technology, we will be back in about 0 seconds. We're going to go do our float tank. We're going to travel through time, back into time, and we will be right back. Holy shit, we're back. Wow, look at that, time travel. So just got done with the float tank. So, what was your first thought getting in after you showered?
Nerve-wracking. Like, the idea of floating kind of threw me off.
Did you have problems floating?
At first, like, my shoulders were super tense. But after I got, like, my arm position figured out, no, I didn't have problems.
My first thought going into it was I'm really fucking cold. Like, I don't know when, but I actually got out and I tried turning up the room temperature.
Oh, wow.
It was at 88. And didn't she say turn it up to 96?
She said to turn it up to 90 if you opened, if you were in there in the pod with it open.
Okay. Because, yeah, I turned it up to 90, and that's as high as it went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was pretty cold. But the shower I took also was really hot, so that might have boosted my body temperature. I started out with a pillow. Did you try that at all?
Oh, I had that, like, the head rest?
Yeah.
I had that the whole time.
Okay, yeah, I had it for a few minutes, and I felt like it was distracting me. So I tossed it out. And then, yeah, I felt my arms and my legs and stuff, I had no problem relaxing. And my neck, I actually relaxed pretty quickly. My arms were really hard to let loose. I tried a couple of positions. Mostly I laid with my arms out by my sides with my palms down. I found that was the best position for me to lay.
Yeah, the best position I figured out to prevent my shoulders from feeling so tense was, like, with my arms, like, up above my head. Like, my arms, like, in the L shape, like, you know,
yeah.
My elbows bent.
Yeah, I tried that, too, and that felt kind of good, but then I kept touching my head, and that took me out of it.
I didn't touch my head. I liked it better like that, because then if I touched the side, I could easily just, like, gently push myself away from it.
Yeah, did you? You're a lot smaller than me. Did you touch the side a lot?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, one time I felt like my head hit, but it felt like a wave took me and, like, pushed me, like, hard. Which, obviously, there's no waves in there. I was just casually floated over there because I think it just felt that way because it was complete dark. Did you turn off the music or did you leave the music on?
No, I left the music on and I turned the lights off, like, at a certain point, which made it so much better.
Yeah, I instantly turned the lights and music off. And I used earplugs. Did you use earplugs?
I used earplugs.
Okay, yeah. I used those, which helped me a lot. One thing I noticed floating there that I kind of had fun with was my breathing. I focused very heavily on my breathing. Did you notice anything about your breathing?
At first, I kind of felt as though, like, I had trouble breathing. Like, it was just so humid. Like, it was just like... But then I just... And I think also I have a little bit of problems with, like, claustrophobia. And I think that, too, was maybe aiding it. So once I turned the lights off, and that's when I was able... At first, when I turned the lights off, I was freaked out, and I immediately turned them back on. And then I decided to try turning them off again because I figured I might be able to, like, relax more if I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it helped me relax more.
Yeah, I turned the lights off right away, the music off. I don't know if it was all in my mind, but I felt that, like, I would take really deep, slow breaths and fill my lungs up and then slowly let it out. And I could feel my body rising out of the water every time I'd fill up my lungs. And then as I was exhaling, it felt like my body was lowering back into the water.
Huh.
I don't know if that was in my mind or because my body was so buoyant in the salt water that it was actually doing that. And I didn't have any other senses going on that I could actually feel that. I could definitely feel what part of me was in the water and what part of me wasn't.
Yeah.
Did you experience anything else while you're in there? Like,
well, when I was in there, I tried, like, of course, it took a while for me to relax.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, do, the, like, that meditation technique where, at least when you have, like, someone speaking to you, they'll be like, okay, feel your toes, like, mentally feel your toes, like, or acknowledge your feet, acknowledge your ankles, and it just slowly goes up your body.
I've never heard of that. I would have known that before. I would have tried it.
Oh, well, yeah. So I was trying to do that, but I, like, literally could not get further than my calves.
Yeah.
Until my brain fucking wandered elsewhere.
Oh.
And I think maybe once I was able to get it fully, but were you able to, did you nap at all, or were you awake and alert the whole time?
I'm pretty sure towards the end, once I finally got completely comfortable and I stopped bumping into things, and after I got up to turn the lights off and I got back in, I got salt water in my eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had to use a spray bottle and a towel, and once I got that all situated, then I really kind of relaxed. And
wait, so you forgot to turn the lights off in the room?
No. I
why did you get out?
I got up to turn up the temperature because it was so cold.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, after that, I finally got settled. I didn't bump the walls anymore. It did feel, though, like I was moving back and forth, and I kept anticipating to bump the wall, but yeah. I never did again.
Yeah, I just bumped. I would bump, like, the sides, and then sometimes my feet would touch the end, but my head... But maybe it's because I had the head buoy thing on, so yeah. I had that, like, preventing my head from touching anything.
Did you tie your hair up when you went in?
No, and I don't know if I might next time, because the sensation of my hair on my back was, like...
It was, like, stuck under you. It wasn't floating all
around
you.
No, it was, like, floating around me. So, like, every now and then it would touch me. Yeah. And it would feel weird. Or like, even, like drips would drip down me or something. And, like, the sensation of, like, the drips on my body was kind of, like, freaky. Like, I had to keep reminding myself, like, nothing can live in this water. There's no bugs.
Thought it was, like, a monster in the water.
Not a monster. Just, like, you know... Something crawling on me. I don't know.
Centipede or something.
No. Disgusting.
Yeah, I wondered about your hair while I was in there, because I kept feeling like my hair was touching the wall. And I don't have very long hair. It's maybe like 3 inches long.
No, I was feeling... My hair was under me. Like, I could feel it on my shoulders.
Oh, yeah, because it's not going to sink like normal hair. Like, normal water.
Yeah, and unless I, like, physically moved it over my head, then maybe it would be, like, above me or something.
Did you fall asleep at all?
I think... I don't know if I, like, slept, but I definitely had a period of time that I felt 100% relaxed. Like, I don't know if I was sleeping or, like, in that state you're in right before you, like, fall into a deep sleep kind of sleep.
Yeah.
REM sleep, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's REM.
But, so I was, and then, like, right before the thing, like, ended, I kind of, like, woke, so to speak. Like, I was aware again of everything. And then I started, like, touching the sides again, and then a couple minutes later, like, the thing turned on. But when I felt like I was, like, asleep or just completely relaxed, I did not touch, like, anything. Like,
yeah, that's how it was with me. Once I finally relaxed my neck muscles, my arm muscles, everything, I remember before, like, I felt like I was completely relaxed, I started seeing kind of shapes, like, in the blackness.
Ew, that's so creepy.
No, I knew. You know how when you close your eyes, sometimes you can kind of see, like, white little, like, lines?
Okay.
Like, kind of like a galaxy almost, like, but it's, like, really faint.
No.
You ever see that when you, like, close your eyes and you, like, push on them? Like, I think it's just rods and cones and shit
in
your eyes. But yeah, like, I can kind of see that in the blackness. Oh, another thing about closing and opening my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear my eyelashes close every time I closed them. It sounded like a wet shoe.
That's creepy.
So, right before I finally got completely relaxed, I started seeing shapes and... not shapes, but it's hard to describe. It was almost like a galaxy that you could barely see, but it would come together to form something. I remember seeing, like, a wolf's eye, and I remember seeing, like, a really angry-looking old man's face, and I think I saw parts of, like, another animal. I don't remember what it was. It's another, like, you know, wild animal, and I started seeing stuff like that, and I was completely relaxed, and then... next thing I knew, the light was coming on, and I had just, like, a huge burst of energy. I was just like, oh, whoa, whoa, let's go.
That's a really weird voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything.
But now I'm, like, completely lagging. I'm pretty sure I need some coffee now, but I think that could have been waiting half an hour for you to finish getting ready.
Could have been. They did have an energizing tea.
Oh, I need straight-up caffeine.
There is caffeine in tea.
No, I do, like, coffee caffeine, not that hippy-dippy bullshit.
I will say, tea is not hippie. What are you talking about?
Whatever.
I will say that, like, so, you know when we were walking and I was telling you how, like, freaking stiff I was, how much my legs hurt?
Yeah, I felt like you had rods in them.
Yeah.
You could barely walk. Despite it being 10 degrees outside, you were walking super slow.
Yeah, I worked out 2 days ago. After not working out for, like, 4 or 5 months, and I mostly worked out my legs, and my legs are so sore today, like, more sore than yesterday, and after floating in that thing, once I got out, like, my legs felt sore, but they definitely felt looser, like, they don't feel as tight anymore.
I imagine that probably... making your muscles completely relaxed probably gave them a little bit of a break.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, loosened them a little bit.
Yeah, even more so than sleeping, because sleeping, like, you're on something.
Yeah.
I could be completely talking on my ass. I have no idea what I'm saying.
I don't know either, but, I mean, maybe it has something to do with just, like, the fact that there's nothing below you, so you're, I don't know.
Maybe it's more like... brings us back to our original state somehow subconsciously of when we used to be in the womb, like a warm, safe cocoon.
Yeah.
And you just feel completely safe, and you don't have to have any kind of guard up. So my back doesn't really hurt at all right now. And usually it's always about a 3 out of 10 minimum.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely got more out of it than I was anticipating.
Would you go back?
Yes.
I don't know if I would. It wasn't as good as, maybe I just had too many expectations. Yeah.
Maybe.
I should try, like, drinking before next time, or...
Even though you're not supposed to?
Yeah.
I want to try...
The 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Or no, you were going to say something else, just by that phase.
No.
You want to try...
No.
Something more recreational.
Yeah.
All right, let me over. Yeah, we're driving again. Bumper to bumper traffic. It's rush hour.
I forgot it was Friday.
Yeah, it felt like a Saturday because we both head off work.
Yeah, but maybe because, yeah, I went in there kind of anticipating me to be how I was when I first entered the, whatever you call it, thing. Yeah.
Do you feel like you've closed any of your tabs on your browser? Do you feel more mentally relaxed?
Yeah, I think I could say, hypothetically, I've closed maybe a couple of tabs. I think it was just because... I don't know what point it was, but, like, at some point, I just, like, completely, like, I must have slept or something, like, because I just...
You lose track of time.
I just remember not remembering anything, like...
Yeah, you probably napped out for a little bit. Pretty positive I did towards the end.
Yeah. So, but, like, I'm glad we did the 60-minute... this time, because like I said, I woke up or whatever, like, shortly before it turned on. Of course, maybe if it hadn't turned on, maybe I would have gone back into that, like, super relaxed or sleep kind of state or something.
Yeah, it's just weird that when we actually fell asleep or came close to falling asleep, and when we were at our most relaxed, that's when we stopped bumping into the walls.
Yeah.
Like, somehow subconsciously, like, one arm is more tense than the other, that makes our body shift and bump into the wall.
Maybe. Or maybe I bumped into the wall and just don't recall, because maybe I was sleeping.
Yeah, maybe. Did you feel like you were spinning ever? Not like spinning like a fan.
But
like a Make Me a Fan podcast.
Yeah,
but.
No, I kind of got like the impression, like,
I feel like you're more sideways.
I kind of understood where that story of that big guy was talking about. I don't think I could ever feel the sensation of spinning, because mentally I know that it's not big enough for me to spin in, but maybe if I were in, like...
But you still get that feeling, like, you start to wonder, like, am I sideways? Even though I know it's not physically possible, it really feels like I'm sideways right now.
Well, when I would push off... It was reminiscent of, like, being, not that I've ever been to space, but just, like, how I'd imagine that is how being in space would feel. Just, like, your body is completely weightless, like, you're in just a gravity-free world, and you push off the side of the wall, and, like, you're just gonna float forever.
Yeah, because when you push off the side of the wall, you don't see the other wall 4 inches away. All you see is complete blackness.
Yeah, so that was a unique feeling, I guess. And if my legs started to move, like, before the rest of my body did, like, towards one way, I could maybe see, like, that I'm maybe going sideways. But again, I was aware of the size of the tank and that it was not possible for me to spin or go sideways. Therefore,
yeah.
I guess I never fully wrapped my head around that.
When I went to get up to adjust the temperature of the room, where I thought the button was to turn on the light inside the pod was way not where it actually was. Like, I was... That time I was almost sideways. I was like, oh, it's going to be right here. Nope. It's actually 2 feet over somehow. Because you have no idea where the hell you actually are, really. Did you lay with your head... by the light?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I laid too.
I was not about to make it more challenging for myself to access the call button or the light button.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, all in all, it was fun. It was definitely an experience. I'm really glad I did it, because I've been wanting to, and now I can say I've done it, talk to other people that have done it, and see what kind of experiences they had. But I think maybe I just went into it with too high of expectations.
I think we should do it again sometime. For sure.
Yeah, maybe we can do it around my birthday.
Yeah.
Since your birthday's in a couple days and I have off the week of my birthday in June.
Yeah. So, for sure.
All right, well, we got to go get some food now. I got to return a chainsaw, or not return, I have to exchange a chainsaw. I get to walk around the mall with the chainsaw for a couple hours while Carrie tries finding her birthday dress.
You are going to want to put that chainsaw back in the car. That thing weighs so much.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That was one of the reviews of why I wasn't sure about getting it, because it was so heavy.
That's good, though. I'm a man. I can handle it.
Yeah. I gotta go find a party dress for my birthday.
So, thanks everyone for listening. This was the Make Me a Fan podcast. Hope you like hearing our mobile episode where we talk about floating. Go float. Have fun. Give us a review on iTunes.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.